Derek James takes us on a journey back in time this month, reminding us of the days when trams rattled their way through Norwich. Here is Tony Stimpson with Derek James' article.
At last, a public transport system which opened up the city of Norwich for the people. It was in 1900, and the trams were finally rattling and rolling. They were described as the gondolas of the people. The fascinating story of how the trams made such an impact on the city and the people who lived and worked there is told so well in the latest book from Francis and Michael Holmes of the Norwich Heritage Projects, called The Days of the Norwich Trams, Transforming Streets, Transforming Lives. First of all, they've asked me to thank all the people who came forward with their family memories to make this story so special. Francis and Michael have worked for many months putting together a comprehensive look at the glory days of the trams and have unearthed some wonderful and rare photographs to set the scene. And this book will interest many people, not just Norfolk folk, but across East Anglia. The trams were a big part of local history. To collect information, the authors visited the wonderful East Anglia Transport Museum at Carlton Colville in Suffolk, of which we can all be proud. Please go and take a look for yourself. It's a great day out. But back to 1900. For 35 years, the trams made their way around Norwich, heralding the birth of a time when all citizens had access to a cheap mode of transport. It changed so many lives. People could travel to and from work, live in better housing away from the grim city courts and yards, or just put on their Sunday best for a day out, maybe up Mousehold Way. This controversial public transport system did come at a cost, as buildings were torn down and streets congested. And there were those who wanted the system to come under public control rather than the control of the Norwich Electric Tramways Company. Men were drivers and conductors, but during the First World War, women were called up to become conductresses, known as clippies, because they clipped or punched holes in the tickets. It could be a tough job, as Loftus May Ellis, later Brown, told the Eastern Evening News in 1973. It was not an easy life. The trams had no roofs, and the stairs were also open to the elements. Conductresses did not have the protection of trousers, and to make matters worse, they had to buy their own uniforms, she said. It was a sign of the times that more of the women rose to the giddy heights of being a driver, and after the war they were replaced by men. The last tram ran in Norwich at the end of 1935, when the buses took over. Their job was done, and the large crowds packed the streets to clap and cheer as they rattled their way into history. On October the 13th, 1900, the Norwich Mercury reported how passenger James Shingles was taken to court for using obscene language on a tram. A Mrs. Barber told the court his words were most disgusting. He was fined the hefty sum of 20 shillings with 9 shillings costs. In May 1902, Norwich City Council asked the tram company to show boards indicating when trams were full inside and outside. It's a cruelty on a wet day to allow a lady to run after a tram car, and when she caught it to be told by the conductor with a grin on his face that there is only room on the upper uncovered deck. The tram lines were the scourge and downfall of many cyclists, and including Lizzie Gordon, who moved to Norwich in 1935. Her daughter Anne recalls, "Soon after my mother arrived, she was cycling through Tombland when her wheel became caught in a tram line. The next thing she knew was coming round, lying on a box of dead rabbits outside Harvey's butcher's shop." When the trams finished in December 1935, the people living in the big houses on Newmarket Road hosted a dinner to thank the drivers and conductors, and there were many letters to the papers praising them for the care and kindness they'd shown to other road users, especially children.
Thank you, Tony. I know some cities are bringing back trams, and they're very sleek and smooth, nothing like the rattle traps of the past. Maybe one day we will see them again in Norwich.